What's going on, EPW Nation? It's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast, Josh and Peyton, here to remind you all that college basketball season is right around the corner. Yes, we finally know it's right around the corner. And Peyton, there's only one place people should go for all the college basketball excitement.
Well, Josh, the only place to find all college basketball hoops all the time is Everything College Basketball. Everything College Basketball can be listened to on several podcast hosting sites like Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And we can also be found on our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/EverythingCollegeBasketball.
Yes, make sure you are joining the group with a couple other 100 people and growing by the day as we march into year number 3 of the Everything College Basketball networking system. Now, let's get back to Conrad and Everything Pro Wrestling.
What up? We're late. It's because of me. I don't care. I had to put myself first a little bit with some exercise in the gym. Popple Pump had to get the swole on, but we are here. Welcome to Clash of the Podcast, episode 22. We titled this one Blood In, Blood Out. We got a lot to talk about. I'm here with the tag team partner, Sean Hubbard of Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. And we are getting ready to talk to you guys about everything that went down, the Royal Rumble fallout, what can we expect on Raw possibly, and maybe even some WrestleMania plans. So make sure you stick around, and we may even have a contest for you if you stay long enough. So yeah, make sure you stay here and keep it locked with Clash of the Podcast. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Clash of the Podcast, weekly podcast brought to you guys here by myself, Sean Hubbard of Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. If you're ever looking for our links, all that stuff's down below. You may want to get yourselves a shirt from T Public. Ooh. Maybe there's some new shirts coming. Right, you never know. Right, go ahead, promote, man. Get your DX on.
Yo, man, I'm really excited about this, man. My boy Conrad helped me out, and it's been, I've been doing this for about 4 years now, and been taking to a whole nother level with Conrad and Clash of the Podcast. Hubbard Wrestling Weekly is very, very excited to announce that on March 1st, we are dropping our merchandise, so make sure you go out, show support, get a t-shirt, get a hoodie. We outside! Let's go.
Outside, baby. Now, listen. We've got some good things coming up, and I'm going to show some love to our friend in the chat, Mr. Joel. He's in here every week, and I gotta say thank you for a lot of the stuff and the help that's always given, and we got to plug some great events coming up here. We got live on Fight TV. You guys can get New Japan Pro Wrestling's Battle in the Valley. It's got that San Jose Sharks kind of feel. I'm digging it. I'm loving it. It's going to be good, man. They got a lot of good matchups. And the match that a lot of people are saying that sold out the event, it's going to be Kairi defending the IWGP Women's Championship against Mercedes Moné. So they're going to be out there rocking it and doing that. Coming up even before that, you've got NWA, Nuff said. You got the NWA World Champion, everyone's favorite, Tyrus, in the house. That's going to be on February 11th for those interested, live on Fight TV. Affordable prices. You guys can definitely get them. And I mentioned something about a giveaway today. And me and Sean are going to keep our eyes on the chat. We have Wrestling Revolvers, A Night at the Moxbury, going down Thursday, February 2nd. So that's this Thursday coming up. I'm giving out a free code. You let me know. You get in contact with me. We'll hook you up. All right. So play no games. If you're in the chat, I might let Sean just pick who's in here. So get live and make sure you're interacting in the chat, and we'll have someone up in here. What's good, everybody?
Yeah, big shout out to Fight TV. Big shout out to Joel. Big shout out to everybody listening. I know Conrad's about to run it down, man. This show's getting bigger and bigger by the week. We appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate y'all for real.
For sure. Giving a special shout out to my nephew, Knowledge. I see that you are in here. He put, I'm the only one in here. Well, you came in a little early, nephew, but I'm glad you're in here. Your support is greatly appreciated. Thank you. He's a great basketball player, and he does this thing on TikTok. So if you ever see him on there, if you ever hear the name Knowledge, you know, future basketball star.
Nice.
Joel's also in the chat, man. I see it. He said, I see you guys are running a contest. Yes.
Yes, sir.
You might win. You might.
Sir.
We got Positively E in the house. What's good, E? Listen, Sean, that's your boy, man. Show him some love, man. I like your nickname for him.
ML, a.k.a. M. Leezy. What up, boy? How you doing? Welcome. Appreciate you. I got the love on my YouTube channel. You always give us love here on the EPW channel. One of our best, man. We appreciate you, my guy. All love. Appreciate you.
Doug in the house as well, saying, hey, yo, what's good, Doug? Appreciate you, fam. Matt Lopez giving us Raw updates. Quick Raw update. Cody will kick off Raw, and Rhea will announce who she's facing at Mania.
Ooh, they are not going to wait with Rhea. I guess it's going to definitely be Bianca unless we get a surprise.
Right? Rob in the house. I'm an expert in CPT. What's good, Rob? U.S. title will be defended in the chamber. Qualifying matches tonight, Rollins versus Gable, Gargano versus Corbin. It only took them a couple hours before the show to announce. It's appreciated. It's appreciated. No, Ninja Boy says what? Says hi. What's good, Ninja Boy? Appreciate you coming in here, checking us out, young man. I see you. Let's see here. Knowledge Road Cool in a giveaway. Yay. I'm love it. I love it. Ninja Boy says, I love WWE. You're in the place to be tonight, then, because we're going to be talking the Royal Rumble here. So if you guys have thoughts, let us know.
We're not exclusively WWE here, but tonight is going to be a lot of WWE.
He said, hide your number. You might get some picks you ain't want. Chill, E. R. Crump in the house saying, shout out to Clash of the Podcast. Everyone like the video and keep killing it, guys.
Appreciate
it. The goats. Thank you, Crump. Ninja Boy just yelled, acknowledge me. Appreciate it. Lady Kenzie in the chat. How you doing, Lady Kenzie? Appreciate you.
Welcome.
And Matt Lopez says he loves the nickname. I got to follow up there. Facts. So listen, I appreciate everybody who's in here.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I love the energy. Do you feel it?
I'm taking the under, Joel, on how long it's gonna be before the rant.
I'm feeling good tonight, man. Listen, I'm gonna give a little spoiler for the rest of the show. For once, WWE got it right. For once, they got a lot of stuff wrong, but they got the big one right.
Let's go. Get into it, bro. It's time. Right. It's time.
So listen, I was talking to my girlfriend. We watched Royal Rumble together, and we were enjoying it. And the significance of talking about my girlfriend in this particular moment is the fact that she's not really a wrestling connoisseur, if you will. She's not really up on things. She watches. She's a very casual fan. She can name three guys, Hogan, Flair, and Rock. That's who she knows, okay? It is what it is. But my thing is, she said something to me that really resonated, guys, and I want you guys to chime in on the chat. It's a very simplistic thing that WWE did, but they shouldn't have done it, and that's this. When you announced that Cody Rhodes is coming back in advance, which was a mistake to begin with, why would you have him be number 30? Typically, number 1 and number 30 are a surprise, right? So why would you have number 30 be Cody Rhodes? It eliminates one element of surprise. I don't understand why they would do that. And that was something even she, as a novice in professional wrestling, picked up on. She was like, why the heck would you have the guy who you've been talking about coming back be number 30? Like, when number 29 came out, which was Logan Paul, why would you have number 30 be Cody Rhodes? So that's one thing. That's one thing. But I got to give WWE credit, man, because for all the crap that they've been pulling the last couple of years, probably more than that, for the silly mistake of having Cody Rhodes come out number 30 instead of number 29 or any other number for that matter. Why would you do that? I don't understand. But one thing they did do right, they gave us the proper, I guess you could say, culmination of the Sami Zayn Bloodline storyline. And obviously we haven't reached the end of it, but this is the turn that we were looking for, but they did it right. They finally didn't screw something up. They had Sami Zayn turn on Roman Reigns, little bit of a sidebar, didn't really turn on the Usos, didn't really turn on Solo, didn't really turn on Paul Heyman. He turned on Roman Reigns. Now, obviously, Jimmy jumped in, somebody who's always been an advocate for Sami Zayn, right? But this time, there's no more advocacy. He's definitely Team Roman. He beat the crap out of Sami. Solo beat the crap out of Sami, right? Paul Heyman was an advocate of beating the crap out of Sami. But there was one guy who wasn't very excited about what he saw. And that leaves the door open. So what I'm trying to say is, guys, and I'm going to give the floor to Conrad here. How cool is it that finally WWE did something right? And how cool is it that not only did we get the Sami turn, but we also now have another adventure to go on? Where does Jey Uso's allegiance lie? That's a very cool thing that they did last night. Or excuse me, Saturday night.
Yeah, you got to get used to them Saturdays, man. It was bugging me all week, too. I was like, what?
What do you think?
Do we start at the top? Because you said a lot right there. There was a lot.
Yeah, I wanted to you told me to run, so I'm running.
Oh, no, you sprinted, bro. You ran past me with the baton.
Yeah.
So listen. We got Cody Rhodes, man. Cody was in the Royal Rumble. I totally agree with you with the how it was presented. Why did you announce Cody? And then everybody was like, yeah, there's a bunch of big surprises coming. Booker T? Logan Paul? It felt like I was playing 2K22. I was like, these aren't surprises, bro. These aren't. Like, no offense to Booker T. I know it was his home state and everything, but when Booker T got in, I knew what Booker T was going to do. Mm-hmm. We were going to get the quick best of Booker T. Couple people go down, spin a Rooney over the top. That was it. And I don't like when they use legends like that. I would have preferred if Booker T got to hang for a minute mm-hmm. instead of the quick elimination. I just never have liked it. I always call it the Godfather because I remember I got excited. He came out one year and they just dumped him right away.
Okay.
So that's just me. I wasn't a fan of that. You can jump into it at any point with any of these. The Cody thing just drove me crazy. I just did not understand why they announced him and did it that way. To me, it hurt the immersion of what they were going for with Cody. He was looking for that big moment to tell a story. And I felt like once you saw who 29 was, I think it was Logan Paul, mm-hmm. you knew. You were like, oh, well, Cody's got to be it. He's the last one. There's no one else.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you take away from the element of surprise for the number 30, which has always been a very important number in Royal Rumble history. It didn't have to be the winner, but you know what I'm saying? You could have somebody of significance come out at number 30. But instead, after 29 entrance, you knew that Cody was number 30. It took away from it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like what they did with Cody, but I'm going to flip it real quick, though. I'm going to tell you what I did like.
Yeah.
Gunther. Gunther, depending on how you want to say it. Longest time in the Royal Rumble match, Rey Mysterio's record has been broken. He crushed it, man. He was in from the beginning, and he lasted till the end. He was the last man Cody eliminated. Now, I saw some ridiculousness going on that I saw people were saying, oh, yeah, this was as good as Shawn and Undertaker. Number one, don't you dare. Number two, we knew already. With Shawn and Taker, I didn't know who was going to win. With this, I knew. Like, I knew. I was waiting for it. There was no fooling me. And I think that's what hurt the mystique of the match a little bit, too. But I did like that they raised the the aura of the Intercontinental Championship and what Gunther is going to be able to bring to it. Like, I think they presented the Intercontinental Champion in a serious light versus how in the past we've seen it like, oh, he's just a chump, kind of. He wasn't a chump in this match. He's the real deal. Like, don't take me seriously is how I took it with him versus a dude who was allegedly going to be fired a few months before until allegations came out about the other former showrunner I won't even get into that tonight, but he came a long way, and he was the big dude in NXT UK, and I think finally the main roster fans got to see what we see. This dude's a bad boy.
I mean, I agree with you completely about the significance of Gunther and how well he did on Saturday, but I don't believe it enhances the – I got to respectfully disagree. I don't believe it enhances the importance of the Intercontinental title. The Intercontinental title is always going to be a secondary – and it's always been secondary. What I mean by that is always going to be secondary in our minds and fall back, and the lack of significance is still going to be there. I don't like the belt itself. I don't like the matches. I don't like anything. Gunther's a superstar that I think is being under. I think that title is weighing him down. That's a better way to put it.
I think you have to reestablish what that championship is supposed to mean. He's held it for a long time. I would like to see him on pay-per-view defend it more. But Triple H is going with these like NXT type of cards a little bit where, okay, you're going to defend the championship once every three shows, you know, and then sometimes you'll defend it on SmackDown. I get what he's trying to do, but I don't know. I think it could be better. That's what I'm saying. I have hope. Hope and habit are the two things I have with this company. I've said it over and over again. The two H's, and the third H is Hunter. Hope, habit, and Hunter. That's all you got. So please do this right and don't mess this up. Demond and Sick, what's good? Sick, funny comment, bro. You actually had me laughing before. I was trying to hold it in, but I couldn't. Let me see here. McKinney says, to be honest, the midst of the Rumble, I lost track on count and forgot about Cody.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't. He was the one that I kept making sure that I was like, yeah, he's going to pop up in here. Cody should have been 9 or 10. That's what I feel the same way, Ninja Boy. Like, I thought he should have struggled more, too. Like, coming out at 30, such like a, oh, you had it real rough, you know? Oh, I feel so bad for you getting chopped. I'm like, chop him again for coming out that late.
And meanwhile, you're going up against the guy who came out as number one.
Yeah. And I had more sympathy for Gunther. Like, in my heart, I was like, I really hope this dude wins from number one versus some dude who came out last. Both Rumbles were mid, Crump said, to be honest.
They were.
But that ending. Booker T looked hurt before he even got in the ring, Six said. Tokyo, what's good? Appreciate you being in here, fam. If you guys are in, please don't forget to hit that like button, share, subscribe to myself and Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. Gunther, the MVP, though, I agree with that. Logan Paul brought Prime. Yeah, what did you think of Logan Paul's performance in this?
I mean, I kind of went, when I mentioned Logan Paul's name earlier, I don't like Logan Paul as a character. I think he's a cornball. Do I think he's an exceptional athlete? I do. I think Logan Paul's an exceptional, outstanding athlete. I respect him because he respects the business, but I think he's a goofball. That's the problem. He just needs to do something different with his character. Logan Paul is not going to be a success to me as it relates to character, getting over as a character, because Logan Paul's character is truly Logan Paul. I think he needs to tweak it a little bit. I think he needs to change it up a little bit. And I think if he does, he could be really successful. He's already successful because he's Logan Paul, right? They put the machine behind him because of his social media gathering and social media credentials. But at the end of the day, though, from a wrestling purist standpoint, he's a goofball.
Yeah. And they had a really cool spot, too. And I saw people, like, trying to do the comparison and contrasting things. Don't do that. Don't do that. We didn't mention Lashley and Lesnar either in this.
Who?
They had their moments in there. Big Bob Lashley and Brock Lesnar.
I mean, they were in there such a short time, I don't even remember they were in the match. But I guess.
They did have Lashley look a little dominant, though. He just dumped Brock like he was a sack of nothing, but that don't mean nothing to Brock.
About time they gave him a thumbs up over Brock. Brock's been doing this. I mean, even like Brock got his butt kicked at Clash of the, what was it, Clash of the Castle or whatever it was, but he still lost.
Yeah. McKinney says, I don't think it hurt Cody, caused him and Gunther when at it. Cody looked like hamburger. Yeah, them chops are no joke, bro. Pro Wrestling Shoot in the house. What's good, Jesse, James, and the homies? I appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir.
Gunther will be world champion in 2023. That's a bold prediction, Matt. Bold prediction. The disrespect for Shawn and Taker, crazy, bro. I said the same thing, Crump. I don't get it, fam. The Rock may not be at WrestleMania 39. I don't think so.
Yeah, my heart is broken.
Rob, check the archives if you want to know why. Rob. Rob says, Gunther. He loves the ring announcer, Ricochet's girl, when she yells it.
She's good. Loves it. She's really good.
Yeah, I like her. Shawn and Taker was better, Tokyo says. Rob says, Da Ring General. let me see. What if WWE got sold to Disney? We've run through those. Check those out in the archive, Ninja Boy. I don't want to get too deep into some of those subjects tonight. I don't even know WWE. That's all right, Knowledge. I appreciate you being in here. There's no excuse this year that the U.S. title and Intercontinental title get proper WrestleMania matches. They should, dude. They should. Uh-oh, Crump's got a question for us. He said, were y'all expecting to see Rock at the end of the show? I know Sean didn't care about him returning, but were y'all expecting it in the main event? I didn't know what to expect from the main event. I knew that when it wasn't a Royal Rumble match last, they had to deliver something.
All right. To answer your question, R. Crump, appreciate you, my G. No, I did not, and I say this without any sarcasm. Without any sarcasm, and everybody knows how I feel about The Rock coming back. I didn't. There just came a point in my mind where it was just like I just realized, like in my mind, I was like, he's not coming. Like it's just there's gonna be a Sammy payoff, and we can be thankful for that. But no, and I don't think he is coming back. I think it's a wrap.
Season 4 of Young Rock Halftime Heat, Roman Reigns and The Rock one-on-one. John Cena versus Austin Theory for the United States Championship may not happen. Cena's going to go the same route as The Rock, I think, eventually. He's coming back now, but how much longer does he really have with all that?
Sellouts.
It depends. And Sean, to be fair too, you can't blame them though for wanting to distance themselves with how where this company is at this time with the behind the scenes. I know we're all in Rumble mode, but let's fall back to where we were a week or two ago. What have me and Sean been talking about with the whole VKM saga and Triple H and Stephanie's out? This company doesn't look stable at the moment. I'm sure it's not falling apart, but
my thing is this: in this era of social media, you can do a little bit of like I don't think you need to go on TV or do a major interview to talk about it. But if you really felt if you're Dwayne the Rock Johnson and you know that your fans, some of your fans, not Sean, but some of your fans are clamoring for you to come back. I mean, begging for you to come back. Don't you think you could jump on Instagram and say, hey, listen, due to extemporating circumstances, there's a lot of things going. You can say things without saying them. If I'm going your way, if I'm going your route, Conrad. There's a lot of things going on. I really don't feel comfortable coming back right now. I want you to know I love you guys. It's not you. I would come back. It's just not the right time. Too many things are going on. It's too murky right now. It's not going to work out. Don't you? I respect that more than just laying low and not saying anything. Sometimes you got to speak up, man.
That's true. McKinney says, Gunther drew Sheamus at WrestleMania. Listen, I think Sheamus has to be the one to beat him. So listen, if I could give you a choice, would you rather see Gunther break Honky Tonk Man's record? Because I've been begging for someone to break that. As a kid, bro, I hated the Honky Tonk Man. And as an adult, I still hate the Honky Tonk Man. When I hear that music, I'm like, go away.
I love the Honky Tonk Man. He was so entertaining.
He's a great heel, though. Like, I really still have, like, the same little kid feelings where I'm like, oh, no, not him. Please, no.
No, I don't like. I don't like that babyface punk Ricky the Jack and Steamboat.
How dare you?
What a loser he was.
The Dragon was the man. I prefer WCW Dragon, though.
I cheered for everybody Ricky the Dragon Steamboat ever faced. I cheered for Macho Man. I cheered for Honky Tonk. I cheered for Ric Flair. Ricky Steamboat made I like to consider myself a good guy outside this podcast, but man, Ricky Steamboat, he was like a sugar rush. He's so nice. I don't like it.
You know what's crazy? I just realized something too that connects us. 7 degrees of separation right here. In Buffalo, the Honky Tonk Man won the Intercontinental title from Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Where did he lose the title?
In your
home city.
He lost it in New York. That's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I like the little connection right there, bro.
I just thought about that. I was like, oh man, that's one of those weird moments. My choice is Gunther breaks Honky Tonk Man's record, or Sheamus finally gets the big win at WrestleMania and he doesn't get to break it. What would you rather see?
I mean, neither one is very intriguing to me. I guess Sheamus, I guess.
You don't feel it? I feel like I like Sheamus more now than I did for the past few years. And I'm not the biggest Sheamus guy.
I'm not seeing much. Sheamus has been brutal. But now he's okay. See, I've tried to see. Now I tried not to do this. I'm gonna make it real short this time, okay? When you suck, and then you stop sucking, it gives off the indication that you're good. But you're not good. You're just better than when you sucked. Does that make any sense?
Come on now. Come on now.
That's all it is.
Now listen, and for the record, E, I know you might be trying to be funny with Rock had to wash his hair. Bald people wash their hair too now. All right. I still use some shampoo on my head, man.
You wash your scalp. You don't wash your hair.
There's hairs up there with it though. So they're getting in there. And sometimes, you know, you might splather some on the beard. There's something there. All right. That's all you could do, man. I put conditioner on it too. I don't know what you want me to do. All right, I'm trying to be clean.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying I don't, and I'm not mad at you for washing your skull. I just think you're washing your skull, not your hair.
Touche. I'm gonna take this L right now. But
not an L.
Y'all know bald people wash their hair. All right, if they say they don't, they're nasty. All right. The Rock works out every day. I know he is 50. I was expecting a Nike commercial the air after KO got all those kicks to the face. Come on, Sick. Come on. I got you, Sod. I started thinking he would return when I saw the main event, but glad we got the Sammy payoff instead. Amazing storytelling. Lady Kenzie, what did you think of we're going to get to Nia Jax in a moment, Lady Kenzie. I promise you. Some people don't want to shake Vince McMahon's hand. Yeah. Yeah. So what up, chat? I see you in here. I see you. Yo. Sonny Bimbo joining us as well. What's good? At some point, they need to give the Rumble spot to a green shirt guy and red cap guy. Red could toss out green shirt to take his seat back to the front row. That's a wrestling game reference. I got you, Sonny, on that one for the creator wrestlers when you're picking out the moves. He's cool. He's cocky. He's bad. I done opened up a Pandora's box with Matt Lopez.
Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Recognize.
Ricky Steamboat was my dad's favorite. Dude, WCW Ricky Steamboat is great, bro. I don't even need to hear the Jordan theme. I need to hear the ba-na-na, ba-na-na. Those matches with Flair, bro. I remember I watched a match, and this wasn't even like their trilogy. It was in like 94. They had a match on Saturday night's main event. It was great, bro. I don't even know how they did it.
Let me tell you something. I have wonderful parents. Shout out to my parents, Cindy and Derek. Love you guys dearly, okay? They raised me the right way. I'm a grown man now. I teach the same, what's the word I'm looking for? Same values that my parents taught me. Be nice, be respectful, care about people. But listening to a Ricky the Dragon Steamboat promo as a 4 or 5 year old kid made me want to slap him across the face. Like Ric Flair was talking about styling, profiling, limousine riding. And all you heard Ricky Steamboat say was, I love my wife. I love my kids. I just like to drink milk and eat cookies. I like American pie. I like apple pie. I just want to live the best life. Shut up, you freaking scrub. Ric Flair, kick his tail, Ric Flair.
Terrible. That's why Terry Funk piled over him through that table that didn't break. That's true. R-Crump says Sheamus earlier runs were mid. I get what you're saying though. He's over now. Yeah, I just like him better. Joel said, I don't wash my bald head. You calling me nasty? You put soap on it though or something, right? You got it. There ain't no way you came from the basketball court. You ain't put something on that head. You lying if you say you did it. You gonna have the NBA logo on that joint from playing basketball with it. I'm just saying, you gotta wash the head down. You gotta wipe it down with the rag, man. The follicle disrespect of not washing your skull. see, we need to have a bald segment on here every week. I'm gonna bring Joel on, man, so we could talk about it. How to keep up with the dome. what is this? Honka Honka. Yo, get this man out of my chat right now. Talking about honky honky burning love and stuff. Chance the Rapper, Dragon Steamboat. Derek in the house. What up, D?
Derek, my guy. Appreciate you, my G.
Our Crump said y'all crazy. I'm sorry, Crump.
Yes, we are, man. We're proud of it.
It's just part of it. Speaking of crazy.
Oh, God.
Yo, what was this, bro?
What a cluster that was. Good God almighty.
Okay, so were there positives to this? Like, did you chat tell me to? Like, be honest. Yo, I'm putting it back up. Hold on. Be honest. Like, what did you guys think of this? Where are you with the storyline? Like, keep it a stack. Keep it a buck. Like, honestly, how you feel. You don't have to, like, you can like Bray and be honest with this, but just tell me how you feel. You can hate Bray and be honest if you liked it, too. Like, it doesn't matter. Sean, I'm coming to you first, bro. What's up with this, man?
There's only one thing about this match that I liked. One thing. And that's the fact that I predicted it would be a glow-in-the-dark match. That's all. That's the only thing. Wow. Okay. 87, you're out of control. Anyway, I'm happy that I was. My God, appreciate you, Derek. One in a million. Appreciate you. Only thing I was really cool with was the fact that I was right. I predicted last week on our show that it was going to be a glow-in-the-dark style match, and that's exactly what it was. That's the only thing I could think of. The match was hot garbage with no payoff. We still don't know who freaking Uncle Howdy is. Still, this is ridiculous now. It's out of control. How long are they going to drag this on? Good God almighty. Wow. I'm done.
Uncle Howdy. Yeah. I don't know.
I've had enough.
Of what? This storyline?
Yeah.
Is this falling? Yo. I know we did our review of this. And we were talking about all the people. And Bray was actually on the positive side of what Triple H has done. Are you ready to change that vote now?
Change the vote about what?
I said Bray was on the positive side. I thought you did too. Triple H did.
It's getting as weeks and months go by with this Howdy crap, it's starting to become stale. Yes, it's starting to become stale. I think he's still. I'll still say I'm not going to change my vote. I still say it's on the positive side. Like his return has been a positive thing. But I mean, how long is this going to? I'm really starting to think we're going to get through WrestleMania and not know Uncle Howdy's going to remain in the same entity of we not knowing who he is. For a long time, bro. And it's getting out of control. It's getting boring. The fans are starting to get bored, bro. Like, it's like, okay, are you finally going to reveal who this guy is or go away? Like, enough is enough.
Right? I'm interested here in the chat here. Derek said it was a cluster, but I'm happy one. Derek's a big Bray Wyatt fan.
Yeah.
He said, boo, make Bray wrestle a real match.
I agree, though.
I can't even say this. Garbage. Rob said it was garbage. Can we just not waste time talking about this? Dang. Knowledge says, bro, looks like a character from Avatar. Chill. I'm confused. Now they need to... I'm confused now. They simply need to do this and whatever Alexa's storyline is. Yeah, I didn't like how they set up. Like, this went right into Alexa's match, too. So we got Uncle Howdy back-to-back. What? I love Bray, but this was horrible. The storytelling is even getting annoying. Just to get to the point, get back with Alexa and reveal all of the characters so we can understand. And Uncle Howdy missed his spot, too. Yeah, he missed that by a mile.
He did not connect with that elbow. You're right.
Derek said, howdy. I was on board with Bray, but now I'm just like, nah, bruh. He crapped the bed, in my opinion. I wonder if they use the same black light for Vince's off.
Wow, ML. Wow.
Not a flop yet, but it's getting there, bro. Yeah. The mom put corn, corny, all in the chat.
I agree completely.
We'll let Rob end it here. He said, like I said last week, Wyatt is officially creative cancer. Mm-hmm. Top guys are justified in not wanting his stank on him. Bringing him back is almost a mistake now and proves not everyone deserves control.
Really? Oh, that's a hot. I respect your opinion.
And Derek, the Bray Wyatt fan, just said, drop Alexa. I'm done with her.
Well, I think
let's transition into that because people seem like they want us to get out. Alexa Bliss was defeated by Bianca Belair. I felt for Bianca in this one, man. Like, I feel like Bianca was weighed down by the outside factors and story of this.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say if you're a top person, you should be able to make it work. But I don't know.
It's just another cornball of a match for a stellar athlete like Bianca Belair, whose athletic prowess is not properly being displayed. It's a sad thing, man. It's like this girl can put on 5-star matches if you got her in the midst of this cornball crap without any payoff. That's the key here, man. I can deal with corny storylines if there's a good payoff. We still haven't gotten the payoff. It's like it's out of control now, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what we're doing here. Like, are you expecting something tonight for this, for Raw?
No, I'm not expecting. Absolutely not. They're going to drag this. So now that we've gotten through the Royal Rumble, which I thought was a good benchmark to jump us off to WrestleMania with the Bray Wyatt story, I'm convinced now. Absolutely not. They're not going to give it to us on free TV. We're going to have to wait until WrestleMania and maybe longer. I don't believe they're going to do it. That's why I said, what did I say when the show started, bro? They got the Sami Zayn thing right. They got that right. They made a lot. Don't get it twisted. The Royal Rumble was a C-plus show. A C-plus. And that's being generous.
Oh, I gave it a B-minus on my grade scale. And that was because of the ending. That saved it.
Well, I'm giving it a C-plus because of the end. Let's go down. I know we got a lot more analytics to do, but Bianca and Alexa, mid. Both Royal Rumbles, mid. Blacklight match, horrible. KO and Roman Reigns, decent.
Solid, yeah.
Decent to solid. And then an amazing payoff with Sami Zayn. To me, that adds up to C+, bro.
Yeah, that's it. It's C+. I don't know, man. They had it rough. Jocelyn, watching live on the Twitch side of things, said, "Woo, y'all ruthless." I don't know if that's for us or the chat, but... Gotta keep it a buck, I said. Shout out to LA Knight, slowly becoming my favorite promo. Yeah, let me talk to you.
Yeah.
Arcruff said, I agree, Sean. Bianca being in the story was bad booking, made her run. Bianca's been the victim of this multiple times, though, in her run. And I think it's more so that they need to combine the women's championships is what I'm starting to think now. I feel Charlotte is way – there's nobody on SmackDown in her league. I said it, man. Like, it's bad right now. I'm not saying Ronda couldn't be the champ, but right now, who could beat Charlotte over there? There's nobody that I care about on that side of things.
Ronda Rousey could beat her. I'm not saying that's the best thing for business, but Ronda Rousey's the only believable one that could beat her.
I don't.
Unless you think Ronda Rousey's done, like as in like her best days are behind her.
No, I got ideas for WrestleMania. Maybe we'll get into that afterwards. I got some ideas. Want to know why we got that bloodline ending? Man, yeah, he's agreeing with what you said about the matches. Two of the matches sucked. Nah, fact, Sean. C+. If that LOL, this show was mid. Man, Hub, we on the same page. I called C+ on the review show too. Yeah. Charlotte has no competition.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna let you take over here. Women's Rumble, man.
Another mid style match to me. I didn't think it was done tremendously well. I think the right woman won the match. Big shout out to Rhea Ripley. She's had an amazing year and she deserves to win and she deserves to go into WrestleMania. I would love to see her face Charlotte Flair and do what she talked about at the press conference, which is possibly becoming the Grand Slam champion and avenging that loss from WrestleMania 36 in the Thunderdome or the Performance Center. But, yeah, I mean, Rhea Ripley winning the match was fine, but the surprise element in the Royal Rumble wasn't there for this particular match. It wasn't anything spectacular. There was no Trish. There was no Lita. There wasn't anything outside the box that really got me excited about the match. I like Liv Morgan going coast to coast with Rhea, which is the same thing they did in 1995. Look it up. Shawn Michaels, British Bulldog, went coast to coast in that Royal Rumble match. Asuka coming back was pretty cool, but at the same time, it really didn't accomplish anything because she came back just to get eliminated. Hopefully, she can keep that momentum going. But we have to understand, I think Conrad said it best a little while ago when he said, let's step out of Royal Rumble mode. Let's get out of the fact that we're at WrestleMania mode and get back to the brass tacks of what WWE is. We're going to watch Monday Night Raw tonight. Asuka's going to face, I don't know, Sonya Deville, right? And she's going to beat Sonya Deville in a meaningless match, and we're going to move on with our lives, and all the excitement from Royal Rumble is going to go away. Hopefully, the announcement of Rhea Ripley gets us excited. I think challenging Bianca Belair would be a mistake. I would love to see Rhea Ripley go up against Charlotte. I think that's the best match that they can give us at this point. But we'll see. We'll see. Mid.
Yeah.
That's the word, mid. Both Royal Rumble, mid.
The Charlotte monster has me in fear. I love the ending of this, though, with three people on the apron for once and Rhea apparently practicing with Dom in the ducking. It came into play in here. Ducked down, missed in the face. Liv Morgan can't see. She does the leg sweep. She did like a Street Fighter leg sweep on Asuka, knocked her off. That was the first time Asuka's been eliminated from the Women's Rumble, too. So that was pretty like a dope thing. And she laughed afterwards like, yeah, you got me. And then Liv couldn't see. And I love the headset. I thought the Women's Rumble was better. I'm going to say I thought the Women's Rumble was booked better than the men's.
What you're doing right now, Conrad, is something I love and respect you for, my brother, but it's not applicable in this situation. You're trying to make the best out of something that's not really, in my opinion. My opinion. I could be wrong. But to me, it's like that's picking for straws. Yes, the ending of the match was cool. I agree with you. The last 3 minutes of the match were cool. This is the Royal Rumble, bro. This is supposed to be exciting start to finish. We're supposed to have matchups we've never seen before. We're supposed to have storylines told within the match. Yes, the end of the match was really cool. No question about that. But for me, what you're doing now, to your credit, I'm not knocking you for it. You're trying to find some good in an element that was really, really poorly put together.
Yeah, I think my issue with the women's division is the star power. You have the four horsewomen, and then you have, like, the new school, I call them. I don't know, the Rhea, mm-hmm. Who was it? Rhea, Bianca, and there was someone else in that class, I feel like, that I'm not remembering right now.
Probably.
And then you've got Asuka, you've got some other players, but for the most part, everyone else, like I said, that whole SmackDown roster is done. Done, bro. Like, there's no one over there that you really want to see do anything. They gotta step it up. They gotta figure out a way to make the division more appealing.
And Lacey Evans, by the way, Lacey Evans is trash. Like, get rid of her.
Oh, and by the way, that also goes for the men's roster too, though. The booking of Roman Reigns has come at the cost of everyone else in that division. And that's why when Sean's saying these things about Gunther, I can't argue it because the IC title's been booked like garbage. Remember Nakamura had it for how many months and he didn't defend it?
Right. And I want, to go on record as saying, I just want to be clear in case there was any misconception about what I'm saying. I think, Conrad, you trying to find a silver lining as a dark cloud, a silver lining in the dark cloud is commendable. I salute you for that, bro. But my job is to pretty much still point out the fact that the cloud is dark. I respect the silver lining, but the cloud is still dark. The Royal Rumble, it was not a tremendously put together show. And they were two Royal Rumbles that are very, you know what the word I would come up with was? They were two forgettable Rumbles.
Yeah, these aren't ones that'll go down in the stand the test of time. Oh, like
not to cut you off, my brother. I promise I'll shut up after this. How dare Michael Cole? How dare Michael Cole say this is one of the greatest Royal Rumbles of all time? Did you hear him say that on commentary? How dare you insult our intelligence like that? I wanted to slap Michael Cole across the face. And I know it was probably Vince or somebody telling him to say that. Are you kidding me? One of the greatest Royal Rumbles ever? Stop.
And I agree with Sick. I think Raw's got all the talent right now. They need a draft ASAP for that. And yeah, Michael Cole saying that, I don't know if that was just the Vince-isms getting to him, but I don't know. That was weird. Michelle McCool is the Tommy Dreamer of the Women's Rumble at this point. That's dirty.
I like
Tommy Dreamer is in every battle royal. So a long time joke on this podcast is who's the surprise entrant in the battle royal? I'm like, if I hear Tommy Dreamer's music, bro, I swear. Yeah. And there have been so many battle royals. ECW. And I'm just like, dude, he's not winning. Why do they waste our time?
A little fun fact about me, I really enjoy Michelle McCool.
The Faith Breaker?
I don't have a problem with her. I think she's bouncing this one.
She was good. I think she walked away too early from it, too. I thought she was pretty good in her role for what she did. Matt Lopez said, I'm shocked Nia Jax was brought back. Yes, about the fake, I can't say that word on here, the fake card tweets and other stuff she said. Yeah, dude, she was kind of the first one to let us know that people were doing stuff for sexual favors within the company. She was the one who said something about it first. That's wild. And then I was like, oh, maybe she's just brought back for one night. In the middle of my review, someone was like, no, she's got merch up on WWE Shop. And I was like, why?
There's just something about that girl I don't like. I haven't.
She's not like most girls.
Oh, please. All right, moving on.
He walked right into that one. I had to
get it. That's why I can't even say nothing. You got me on that one. Yes, I did walk into that.
Rhea versus Bianca. Charlotte versus Nia or Lacey. If it's Charlotte and Nia, that might turn into a fight. We might have to have Sean on the call for boxing for that one. And last time they started,
be in the mix, bro. Respectfully,
right? Respect to live in this rumble. From the tweets, more people care about the bloodline story, leaving everything else to fill the rest of time. That could be part of the issue too. But that's what they've told you. That's what they've told you matters. That's what they've showed you's mattered too.
This is the Royal Rumble, man. It was like I was watching the show and watching the show play out. And I said to myself, my hands to God, I was like, by the Bianca match, I said they're gonna have Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens be the main event. And I was like, that's because it's gonna be a corny Royal Rumble. I was like, we're gonna get one moment out of this night. Now it happened to be an epic moment, right? It happened to be an epic moment, but it was only, think about it. What's the only thing we'll remember from that night? That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you ask me 5 years from now, what do you remember about that Rumble? It's going to be that. It's going to be the end. What up, Ruthless Skies? Thank you for coming in here. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, fam. If you enjoyed, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe. We would love to hear your thoughts on more of this show. And, yeah, Pat McAfee. I forgot Pat McAfee did return as well in this. You can also tell though that he had no clue. He was not watching the product while he was out because he was messing up names a little bit when they had changed him back and stuff. If they put Nia in the bloodline, I will go off. There ain't no way you could do that. You better call Naomi up. You better call her back. I can't believe we're still waiting for this.
Another ball they dropped. We wanted Naomi. We got, that's the WWE in a nutshell. Think about it, guys. Everybody in the chat, think about it. Isn't that classic WWE? We all wanted Naomi, right? And we got Nia Jax instead. That is classic World Wrestling Entertainment.
McKinney said Charlotte's a babyface. Who are the heels on SmackDown? Here's the problem. I don't think Charlotte can stay a babyface. I think people are gonna boo her. I know I wouldn't be cheering for Charlotte. That's just me.
Charlotte at WrestleMania. That's my prediction.
Crump said McAfee was the best surprise.
Arguably, yeah, he was. Arguably.
Jocelyn said, as a Hoosier, I don't care for Pat. I hear you. let's talk about it. It's main event time, bro. This is where Sean gets to shine, bro. I think I'm going to have to eat. Where's my piece of humble pie over here? Let me get ready to eat it because he did mention this about Jey Uso many, many shows ago. So I'm going to eat a little humble pie. I'm going to throw it over to him. And we don't really have to get into the Kevin Owens. Did anyone believe Kevin Owens had a chance? Honestly. He took some great bumps in this, dude. The stair bump was crazy. He's tripping for that.
It was almost a little uncomfortable how cool it was. Yeah,
he was tripping. But we all know KO finally takes the L in the match. I'm going to let Sean set up the after effects for us here because it was beautiful. This was Shakespearean. This was cinema, as the kids say.
It was. They definitely did the right thing and hooked it up right. It was a very lackluster Royal Rumble pay-per-view. But I'll tell you what, and at the end of the night, we were satisfied because this one moment made up for everything. So here's the deal. And I'm not going to make you eat any humble pie here, Conrad, because when I said what I said, it wasn't like you disagreed. You just didn't think it was possible. You thought the ship had already sailed. Jey Uso has not forgotten what Roman Reigns has done to him. Roman Reigns terrorized that poor young man for 6 months. He beat him down. He disrespected him. He spat in his face. He choked him out. He disrespected his brother. His brother was a gimp. His brother couldn't even walk, and he choked him out in front of his brother to make Jay quit. Roman Reigns is a deplorable, disgusting human being from a character standpoint. And from a character standpoint, Jey Uso cannot forget. This is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. I said it from day one. Everybody thought that there was only one way this was going to go. And so far, it has only gone one way. But the story is to be continued. As long as WWE gets it right, I'm telling you, this will be a blockbuster. Jey and Sami Zayn have a connection. I'm telling you that right now. Jey Uso and Sami Zayn have a connection. This is a storyline of epic proportion. When Jey Uso said on last Monday night, "You saw the good in me. I love you like a brother." He meant it. He meant it. And he was upset. He was very upset when Sami Zayn hit Roman Reigns. There's no question about that. You can see the anger in his face. But you know what washed over his face about 10 seconds later? It was like, you know what? I understand why you hit that son of a gun in the back with a chair. I remember what it was like to be that guy. I remember when you stood over me like I was nothing. When you stood up at the top of the ramp with my grandfather and announced yourself and proclaimed yourself the head of the table while I laid on my back unconscious. And then it was because of my brother, Jimmy Uso, that convinced me to say, you know what? It's not worth it. Stop fighting Roman Reigns. You can't win. Just acknowledge him as the head of the table. Sami Zayn has a friend. And his friend is not just Kevin Owens. Sami Zayn is going to have backup. It's going to be Kevin Owens, and it's going to be Jey Uso. I'm telling you right now, this is not over. I called it from the beginning. Jey Uso will be the downfall of Roman Reigns.
So this is very Mafia-esque. The setup to all of this is really good.
Oh, I'm fired up. Good God Almighty. I can't wait till Jey punches him in the face.
Hold on, though. Now, I still think I'm with R. Crump here. Okay. Hold on. I still think Jey sides with the bloodline in the end.
Oh, do you? Right. Okay.
Hold on, though. So here, I think we're both half right in this. And I wouldn't even say half right. We're both right, and they're still getting to the same conclusion by satisfying both of us. Okay. That sounds very weird. But it makes sense when I lay it out. Sean brought up the Jey Uso, and nobody thought Jey. So think of how it all started. Everyone else liked Sammy, but Jey. Jey was so into the dude. I'm comparing this to Goodfellas, New Jersey Drive, whatever your favorite gangster movie is. New Jersey Drive's a little hood for some people, but it's a great movie. But when you get into it, bro, he is in the gang and he knows, like, yo, I know the rules. I don't like this dude. But them being apart, Sammy saved him every time. Sammy could have buried him. You remember the one time even when he was like, the tribal chief don't control nothing. And he was like, Roman's head popped up. It was great. And then Sammy's like, no, he didn't mean it like that. He didn't mean it like that, man. Come on, Sammy. Boss. You know we know our place.
Sammy loves Jey. I don't want you guys to think I'm losing my mind. I know it's still storyline, but I'm talking about, I'm jumping into this like I'm storyline, like this is storyline. Sammy loves Jey and Jey loves Sammy. I'm telling you, bro. This is real talk. Jey, keep going.
So what I think is going to be is we're getting to the chamber. You have to give Sammy this match. And I guess we're going to get into it in a second, because what I want you to think about, Sean, was it a mistake to not have Sammy in the Royal Rumble? Was it a mistake to not tease that, or did they make the right move? I'll let you think about that. And chat goes for you too. Was that the right move to keep Sammy out of this? Because this dude's the most over person in the company, without a shadow of a doubt right now. Like, Roman's the most hated. He is easily the most over. So when you look at what they're doing and shut up, Derek, and what they've been putting in, I still think Jay is not ready. And I'm going back to Rob's.
Jay was the one he couldn't break.
Hold on. Jay's the one he couldn't break physically. He did everything he could. Remember, Jay kept taking the beating, but then when he put his brother, he couldn't handle it.
Right.
When he did this, he couldn't handle it. When it was Sammy and he was like, what are you doing, man? He couldn't handle it.
Right.
He's going to break him mentally again, and he's going to turn him into the ruthless person that he wants him to be.
No!
When it's time for his friend. I think that's where Sammy gets got.
You think
that's
so?
Where they catch him. I think that's where Sammy gets got. It's going to be the.
So you think it's going to be a teeter totter where Sammy actually starts to think that Jay is seeing the light, and then Jay is going to eventually go back to Roman? Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yes, but then that sets up the big tag match. And I've been saying this for longer than almost anybody on here. The match that they want to do is going to be Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus the Usos. There's not many tag teams that could take down the Usos. Putting back together Kevin Steen and El Generico is running an orphanage somewhere, they said now. But Sami Zayn taking that spot of El Generico is going to be money. They will be a great tag team and a force to be reckoned with. But
I have never wanted you to be more wrong. I think the first time I've been your friend and your colleague in this for years, man, even before we started the show. I don't think I've ever remember saying, I wish Conrad is wrong. I hope you are so wrong. Oh, if Jay turns on Roman, it would be even bigger than Sammy turning on Roman, bro.
Yeah. Oh, Jocelyn brings up a good question. What happens to Solo? Yo, can I just say my favorite part on Monday was when Roman Reigns got mad and he couldn't finish his sentence like a parent. He was like, ooh, I can't. Solo! And he yelled for Solo to come here like he was a kid. Solo? Who did it? What is going on with these fools right now? I can't take it. And I love that he said that this was Sammy's last test. Dude, it was so well done. When he had him, I got to put up the photos for this. When he had him against the rope, right before this, he said, Roman, you don't need to do this. You're better than this, man. Let's just walk away. He was like, you know what? You're right. I am better than this. You do it. Huh? He was like, you do it then. You proved to me that you're down. And when he did that, Matt Lopez brought up flashbacks before. I think Roman Reigns was the one who had the flashbacks. One of the most heartbreaking stable breakups of all time was The Shield for me. If you ever go back and watch this clip, anybody, Sean included, when you see this clip pop up, when Seth's like this, when you hear that guy in the crowd go, no, you got to listen close. That's me. That's how I felt at home watching it. Like, please don't do this. I love The Shield. But Sammy did his best, man. Sammy did his best in this to get it. Oh, yeah. He said, I don't care what the tribal chief thinks. Derek, quit calling Sami Zayn that. He ain't coming back as that. He better come back with the NXT haircut and the old music. Jay Uso, Sami Zayn, the new Romeo and Juliet, and Joni loves Chachi.
I want the chat to chime. I know you're going to continue reading comments. Chat, do me a favor. Do me a huge favor. It takes a couple of letters. Type it in. What do you think would be more epic? What we saw at the Royal Rumble with Sami turning on Roman or Jay turning on Roman? Who do you think would be a bigger situation? What we have right now with Sammy turning on him, or do you think Jay turning on him would be bigger? Let me know.
Okay. I think Roman versus Sammy in Montreal will be much bigger atmosphere than any Mania show. Woo! Ooh, he came in harsh. Facts, Conrad, they've been helping each other with Roman for a while. Friday when Sammy showed up, Jay protected him. Yes.
Right.
I don't know if he just wants me to randomly say it, but money. Also, Solo looked like he didn't want to destroy Sammy at first, but after Jimmy, and that was the other crazy part. Jimmy was always down, and Jimmy was the first one like, yo, I got to super kick you, dog. Like, you tripping out here.
And I can't believe I'm giving WWE credit, bro. That's the beauty of how they did this. Jimmy's always been Team Sammy, and then Jimmy was the first person to explode on him, and Jay's now the one like, wait a minute, let's think about this. It's awesome. WWE sucks, bro, but they finally got one right. And by the way, they could ruin it again. They could do some stupid crap and ruin it again, so let's not put that out of the equation.
Always there. That's always a possibility with any storyline. But so this is great. Do you know who's rumored to be writing this story, though?
Oh, I don't.
He's a wise man, we'll just say.
This is all Paul Heyman?
I've heard it's Heyman helping write this and setting it up and structuring it. That's really? Why the changes were made to the segment last week. He was probably like, if there's no Rock even showing up, we're not doing that then. Okay. We're going to do this instead. So Heyman's a smart dude. He knows how to move these stories. Rob said, who gets custody of Solo? I think Solo stays with Roman. What do you think?
Solo is clearly Team Roman.
Someone said, drop the StreamYard link. I just wanted to say a few things. We could talk. Hit me up on the Twitters or something. I won't put that in the whole chat because then you'll get crazy bunch of people in there trying to do that. That's the parent yelling at the kid trying to hide the bad report card. Someone had flashbacks over that. Joni loves Chachi. People are saying Solo sides with Jay, or is this for your question?
No, this is my question. Yes. Saying what would be bigger, what we saw at Royal Rumble, or if Jay turns on him too?
Jay turning, I think, would be bigger, especially in Montreal. Man, I will cry if I see that.
Bro,
I will cry. I will be like,
I'm gonna tell you something right here and now that's gonna tug on your heartstring, my brother. And we are friends. All this is me talking to you as a friend in front of the world right now. If Jay turns on Roman Reigns, we're talking about mega powers, we're talking about Triple H, Stone Cold, two-man power trip. We're talking about The Rock taking over the nation. That would be huge. You understand me?
Huge.
Unbelievable. If Jay turns on Roman Reigns and takes it back to 2020, oh, my God. I mean, am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong.
No, not at all. Let's see here. Crump says, Jay, to be honest, he could challenge him for the head of the table. Yo, y'all tripping, man. Jay's on another level now. Y'all trying to bring back main event Jay Uso. Look at this. And Sammy's the most over, though.
Okay, hold on a second. Oh, okay, let's do this right here and now, man. What time is it? Let's do this right now. Why is Jay not ready? Tell me. Tell me why Jay could not be the head of the table.
He could be. I have no doubts of what you guys are saying. I just can't believe how many people are like, yo.
No, you just said he wasn't ready.
No, he's not ready for Roman. He ain't beating Roman. Yo, Roman Reigns is such a big dog right now. Listen, we're going to get into – I wanted to get into some of the WrestleMania stuff.
Yeah.
Do you feel there's many people, though, who can match Roman's star power right now? Like, I think the company has put so many eggs in his basket that I fear, like – this dude's huge now. They've accomplished what they wanted to. He has the Hall of Fame career. If Roman, when he loses his title, if he stopped wrestling Shawn, he's a Hall of Famer, right, at this point? Best stable.
Roman Reigns has ascended to Hall of Fame status, yes.
Yeah, he's solid. Like, this title reign did it. Like, we're not pulling the belt off of you. Could Jey Uso do that?
Listen, let me tell you something. As you contemplate my question, I'm going to double up and ask you another question. Don't you think that Jey Uso challenging Roman Reigns at this point would be even bigger if they do it right than Cody? I think they would. First of all, they already want Sammy more than Cody anyway. Watch how that plays out. Over the next 3 months, I'm telling you right now, they want Sammy more than Cody. But between now and maybe like in your house, now in Elimination Chamber, if Jay turns on Roman, you don't think the world would want Jay to take that title from Roman Reigns? I can't believe you're second guessing this. I'm so surprised.
No. What you're saying makes sense, but I'm trying to figure out why. What happened to Cody? Like, what did Cody was wanted like 6 months ago? What happened?
Listen, this is the way. I'm not trying to say Cody sucks. I'm a big fan of Cody. Not about how he left AEW. Different story for a different day. But this is what it is. The game changes. We're on the doorstep of WWE possibly doing the best stuff that they've done in a decade. Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns at Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn at WrestleMania. Good God Almighty!
How do you set that up, though?
Do you see my head about to explode right now?
But how do you go about setting that up, though? If Cody has the match, how do you sneak Jey in there? What would be the move?
Roman Reigns.
But why would he allow him into the match? How does he get in there?
I don't know how he finagle himself into the match, but figure it out.
Okay.
Good.
Listen, I'm not mad at it.
You see the smoke coming out of my ears?
No, dude, listen, you guys are right if they go this route.
This would be huge.
The Usos are attached at the hip, so that's the hardest part for me to see them like away from each other trying to do separate things, because then where does that leave Jimmy? But you got something here with Jey Uso, though. Like, this is where it started, and that's an interesting take.
I'm not going to take up more. Bro, you know me, man. Look at my eyes, bro. I'm telling you right now, this would be even bigger than the Royal Rumble if Jey turned on Roman Reigns. If Jey turns on Roman Reigns, you thought Royal Rumble was huge? If Jey turns on Roman Reigns, the roof will come off whatever building they're in. I'm telling you.
I could, man, that's wild, man. Listen, they've got something here. And like you said, I think the key is to make the right steps forward. Make the right moves forward.
Okay. I'm going to calm down because.
No, somebody said, can Sammy trust KO? For the short term, yes. For the long term, you never trust Kevin Owens long.
Just for the next 3 months, he can trust them. I'm a calm down, Conrad, my brother. I'm a calm down.
No, somebody already said in your house throwback, Sean.
I'm a calm down. I'm real excited right now, but holy crap!
Derek's an OG Cody hater. I don't want Cody nowhere. Let's realize Roman has two belts and it's two nights of WrestleMania.
Who said that, McKinney? McKinney, my guy, that's a perfect opportunity. To hell with Cody Rhodes. To hell with Cody Rhodes.
Let me see here.
Give me Sammy versus Roman night one and Roman versus Jey night two, for the love of God.
Sean, I think you were so excited that the software definitely cut you off. So that
I'm sorry, can you hear? I'm sorry.
No, when you were saying it just was like, it was turning your volume so low that you couldn't hear you, but I can see you're excited.
Yo, my head is about to explode. I've never been this excited about WWE in years. WWE, everybody knows how critical I am of WWE. They are on the doorstep of finally doing something huge.
R. Crump says, bro, I don't care about Cody. I don't even feel like his pop was that good at the Rumble, honestly. Fans want Sammy. It's so obvious. Let's see here. Mool says they're not gonna pull the trigger on Jey Uso.
Why not?
They're gonna milk this for a minute, all the way until Mania, when Jey finally for Jey to finally do the turn. Ooh. So he's saying that Jey. He's saying that he waits until Mania to finally turn on.
Let me clarify. Okay, I misunderstood. This year, but you're just saying not right now, as in like before No Way Out, before.
Yeah, he said it's milking time, baby. He said they're gonna milk this for as long as they can.
I'm cool with it.
Man, I don't. You guys are saying it. We'll see. I don't see it happening, but if it happens, I will be shocked. I will come on here and I will find a piece of pie to eat. I will find a piece of pie to eat on air. Just like, Sean, the segment is yours, bro.
In a very calm voice. Jey Uso taking the title from Roman Reigns would be the culmination of the greatest storyline of the modern era. I said it.
Let's see here. So he just brought this up. He said they put the belt on Sammy at Elimination Chamber, then KO does the turn the night after Elimination Chamber, and KO does the MJF never trust the devil thing.
So
you guys are trying to, you guys are making this, the chat's trying to make this work.
I'm surprised at you, bro. I'm surprised you don't feel this to your core right now, bro.
This is interesting.
I think the chat is feeling me right now, because what I'm telling you right now is that WWE doesn't usually get things right, okay? I am very critical of WWE, and rightfully so, okay? At the end of the day, Roman Reigns getting turned on by Sami Zayn was the best thing WWE can do in this moment. But you were right on the doorstep of doing something even better. Jey Uso turns on his own bloodline and becomes the head of the table. Jesus Christ.
Man, they got something here. They got something here. And Crump said, Sean's lit. This episode so far has been fire. Put KO turn in Montreal on Sammy when he wins the title. Man, that would be crazy. KO and Sammy for the title. Man. Listen, I'm standing by what I said, but y'all talking me into this, though. I'm kind of like, yo, they could definitely flip everything on its head.
Listen, McKinney, ML, who else?
And then you could have could you imagine Sammy, Cody, and KO in the triple threat then?
McKinney, ML, there's so many. When I'm wrong, they call me out, okay? And I love it. That's the way it should be. They are feeling me right now because they know the same thing I know, brother. WWE has sucked for a long time, and they finally have a chance. And not only – this is the thing, bro. This is the thing, my brother. Not only, Conrad, do they have a chance to do something big, they have a chance to do something big with somebody who's going to stay in the company. Jay's not going anywhere. Sammy's not going anywhere. After WrestleMania, they're going to be on Raw the next night. They have a chance to change the – this has the chance to change – WWE in its trajectory, bro. Do you not see this?
I know. I see it. I see what you guys are saying. I think maybe I went with the simplistic W. Like, you know what I'm saying. You can see what I'm saying too, though, right?
Yes.
Like, you let Jay play along, and then I went with simple storytelling. Yeah. What you guys are saying, though, was like, yo, you could really flip this and change this all around. It reminds me of when Edge won the title, then they had Edge lose, and he won the other title in the chamber, and then he was back in the main. You could do stuff like that. That's interesting. Moolah Gang, I appreciate you, fam. Listen, get with us outside of here, and we could try to schedule you to come on as a guest for one of the episodes.
Yeah.
Let me know, man. We'll talk to you. If you've been a part of any podcast, send me a link to them, and I'll listen to them. Send them, and we could try to work something out. Always welcome that. And I appreciate you mentioning Black Excellence. I get forgotten about in the podcast game, as well as my brother here for top podcasters, Black podcasters out here talking wrestling.
Yes,
Cody wants the WWE world title, so the Universal title is fought between Sammy, Jay, and Roman. Okay. KO and Sammy, OMG. I agree, Sean. They had a chance to do something epic at the show. We all know, win or lose, Roman is taking a break after. So you guys think? So you think Roman's disappearing after when he loses these belts for a little bit?
I want to thank Crump for putting me. I did not know that it was definitive that he's taking a break. If that's the case, then it's even more interesting about what they could possibly do.
Okay. So let's set this up real quick before we get on out of here.
I'm going to calm down, Conrad. I'm sorry. Look, you've heard me do rants before. Tonight wasn't a rant. Tonight was me exploding with excitement.
Listen, bro. It's WrestleMania season. This is to be expected on a weekly basis right now. Ooh. And I'm sure everybody's going to want to be in here when we're running down the Mania card. So let's talk about that, though. What is the Mania card in your mind as of right now? Like, what matches do you see? Like, okay, they got this. This is the layup.
Hey,
like,
versus this is Roman. No, I'm kidding.
Put it together. What do you think?
In all seriousness, of course, that what I just panned out, what I think the chat is feeling me on is a dream scenario. But let's bring it back down to earth, as my good, more calm brother Conrad stated earlier. It's probably going to be Cody versus Roman. That's not really that's not the most exciting scenario for me, but it's probably going to be Cody versus Roman for the title.
That was probably promised to him, though. Like, when he came in, listen, you guys have to remember, they fired all those people, right? Remember when they removed everybody? Go back, 2 years ago now? For the 2 years, they were removing people. Anybody losing their job, not cool. And if anybody wishes that, shame on you.
Right.
But when they were releasing those people, They had stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of money. We don't know what happened with Cody. We're not going to get into it because me and Sean got our opinion. We think he played himself. But when Cody came over, that money was sitting on the table, and they wanted someone from AEW so bad. Do you know why? Oh, everyone will get talking about it, and Cody's so cool that he came over. So Cody's the first one. They have to do Cody right, or no one else is going to come over. Because do you know who they want next? They want MJF. Yeah. They want Jade Cargill to come over. So Cody is probably going to find a way to take this home. My question is, would you be sad if Cody lost to Roman?
I wouldn't be sad if Cody. This is the thing I don't think you realize about me, bro. I'm not a Cody Rhodes fan in this regard. Like, I respect Cody about when Cody branched off. I'm going to keep this very brief. When Cody branched off to do his own thing, and as he said last night, bet on himself, I respected him. Him coming back is a sign of selling out to me. Forgive me if that sounds judgmental. That's how I feel. I would be cheering for Roman if Roman and Cody fought one-on-one, honestly.
Yeah. Listen, if you got Twitter or something, you can message me at EPW show. Is yours hub underscore wrestling, right? Yeah, you can message us on Twitter on there, bro. Same for IG for me, like wherever, EPW show or hub underscore wrestling. But okay, I hear you on Cody.
Listen, how do you feel? Like, are you an advocate of Cody winning the title?
I'm so weird on Cody, bro, because I know I get why Cody left, but I hate why Cody left at the same time. I'm in the middle with him. Should Cody get the title? There's no one to beat Roman, bro. Like, when we talked about it, you guys could probably convince me into Jey Uso. You could convince me into Cody. If it's not going to be Bron Breakker or Carmelo Hayes, if you're not going to bring them up and build them up, and I know, don't get mad about the Bron Breakker. I'm just saying. So it would have to be one of those guys, or you would have to try to bring someone new in to take the title off of him. But whoever gets the belt off of Roman should be a made man after. And Sammy's the other one right now. I don't think KO's – listen, you guys know KO wrestled Roman 3 times at the Royal Rumble in like the last 7 years?
Right.
I'm done. Yeah. I'm done with seeing the same match. We're at repeat match stage now where he's beating everybody.
Yeah, true.
So you got to find a way to do this and do it right. We'll see. We'll see what they can do. Cody, if he wins, I won't be crying about it, but I want him to change the belt and, like, mean something. But I think the fans are going to turn on him, bro, like you said. I think you're 1,000% correct on this. Fans are going to turn on Cody just like they did in AEW.
Yeah.
We'll see, though. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the WWE fan base will be different.
I don't think so. I think that's exactly how it's going to play out, and I think they have an opportunity to make it right. I feel bad for Cody in that regard because he's going to – I've given you the Drew McIntyre example. Drew McIntyre missed his moment because of the pandemic. It's an unfortunate thing, but it is what it is. Cody Rhodes is going to get booed at WrestleMania, bro. Cody Rhodes is going to get booed on the road to WrestleMania. I'm telling you, bro. First of all, the Jey Uso thing is a fantasy. Hopefully it plays out that way. We have a 10% chance that can happen. It's more like 50-50 with Sami Zayn, right? But at the end of the day – people are going to want Sammy or Jay more than they want Cody. And we all know what happens to the fans or what the fans do when they want one person and don't get them.
Right. And Derek said he's going to ride if Cody wins because he's not a fan. But Derek's just been hating. He's got that hater in his blood. He's the hate, they always say. Moolah Gang says for Cody, Cody should win the title, I think, and he should go into a feud with Nick Aldis or Gunther. Could do that. You could do that. Yeah, KO and Roman should be done. Just let it be KO and Sammy's corner at Mania if they do the match. I don't know. The tribal cheeks. Knock it off. Yeah, he's getting booed for sure. Nah, WWE fans ain't booing Cody. Interesting.
I hear you, man, but I'm telling you, Sammy is so hot right now, and if they do what I suggest and put Jay in the mix, Jay's going to be white hot. I think that a casualty would be Cody being booed, but we'll see.
What are some of the other matches you see for Mania? Like, let's run down these.
Okay, real quick. I think it's going to be Cody versus Roman, reluctantly. I think it's going to be Sammy and KO versus the Usos, reluctantly, because I want to see Jay turn face and be with Sammy instead of the opposite way around. I think Rhea's going to pick Charlotte Flair. Becky Lynch may get Bianca again at Mania, but probably not. I'm thinking more along the lines of like maybe a fatal four-way. I think there's been so many matches with Bianca this year that I don't find it easy to make it a one-on-one match. Maybe Bianca defends in a triple threat or a fatal four-way. But, yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
I could see Bayley and Becky going to Mania if they wanted to try and just hold over. So that way they're not – and you got two nights, so you can do multiple women matches.
And I like the way you're going with that, and it's a smart take on your part because they did not give us the cage matches they promised last week.
Or Becky could need friends to go up against Damage Control, but I don't know. That may not be the best route. No, Damage Control are the tag champs. Reverse that. Damage Control are the tag champs, and this is what I was talking about earlier with Ronda. I think Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler will become the tag team champions. Mm. That's a role I think better suited for them right now. Those belts have no credibility. They're not being defended. I can't tell you the last time they were defended. They're paperweights at this point.
I think they want them at the Clash of the Castle, and they haven't Clash of the Cat. Why can't I talk tonight? Clash of the Castle, and they haven't defended them since.
Right? So that's what I could see with the women's tag. You're going to get some type of gauntlet or a four-way for those. Someone brought up Rey and Dominic. Yeah, you got to do Rey and Dominic one-on-one, I feel. It's got to be father versus son.
And the career will probably be on the line.
Yeah. You know what I need, though? I definitely need someone to show Dominic was eating Egg McMuffins while he was in the holding center. They got it. They got to show that he didn't have it that hard. They got to have it where he's crying and all that, calling for his dad.
Yeah.
Edge versus Finn. Do you see that? Is that a Mania match for Edge?
I see it. I'm not excited about it. I think it's kind of like a mid situation. I mean, if they do it right, it'll be good. But yes, I do see it. I'm not excited about it, though.
Chat's giving up some stuff here. How do you build the Cody versus Roman? And how do you feel about Bianca Belair having the WrestleMania streak similar to Undertaker? Oh, they're starting it early. She's 3-0.
Not bad. I don't think it, I like where you're going with that. I don't think it happens. I've said it before, Conrad. You're a witness to this. I think Bianca has more than been made up to with the debacle that happened at SummerSlam 2 years ago. She's been champion for a year. I think she loses it at Mania this year.
Yeah, we were pretty tight about that. I remember we spoke about that. It might have been on your
right, but prior. I got to admit though, and I think WWE did make that right in that regard. They fixed it. They fixed it.
Yeah.
They never fixed Kofi, but they fixed Bianca.
Nah, yeah, Kofi, that one hurts. Becky, Nikki, and Piper versus Damage Control. Maybe they'll do something like that. They wanted to put them on the show. Maybe. Is this live? Yeah, Terrell, it's live. We always live, baby. Make sure you show some love to my boy Sean as well in the chat. Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, Clash of the Podcast, every Monday, 6:05. You guys got to be here. Someone said Paul versus Seth as well.
I agree, McKinney. That has potential. I'm not a fan of Paul as a human, as his character, but he's a tremendous athlete.
Let's see here. I don't care about the match, but I don't know who else Edge would fight. Yeah, okay. You might just have to go with Finn. Finn Balor's in his 40s, and he looks great. Like, as I'm talking about as a body person, like, Finn's got it. Like, he's still doing it. Let this man get his shine, man, because I feel like he's never been given a second chance after he got injured. Like, let this guy go to work. Let's see what he could do. I hope they do Theory versus Gargano. Johnny Gargano, he ain't looking like he's going to be on Mania right now, the way they're going. I think it's Theory and Cena. He's been teasing that the champ is here too much for me.
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
If they even have it, you don't know. I don't know what Triple H is going to do with those. Yeah, you kind of got to have that though, right? Will the bloodline still be around when Cody confronts Roman or already crumble by then? And I think the tag belts will be KO and Sammy versus the Usos versus Hit Row. Oh, no.
Hit Row may not even have a job by WrestleMania.
Yo, and what was up with Michael Cole just dogging Top Dollar? Like, does he want to rap about him?
I think it's the last stitch effort to make them mean something, because I think Top Dollar is probably going to come at Michael Cole, and that'll be his last chance to mean something.
Yeah, someone said Memorex Edge versus Logan Paul. Brock versus Lashley, yeah, that's got to be one, right?
I think so, too. And I also see New Hurt Business. And I've said before that I want the New Hurt Business to definitely be MVP, Omos, Bobby Lashley, and the Street Profits.
I have a fear, though. I don't want them to form before, and they're just going to go out there and get stomped out.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, yeah, I don't want Brock suplexing all of them and messing them up, and then Lashley doesn't win.
You're right. I agree. And that is a definite possibility of happening, which would suck.
Yeah. Someone said Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew for sure. Yeah, Drew, Johnny Gargano. There's a bunch of people who don't have like anywhere to go in this.
No direction.
Someone said Hit Row's lame. McAfee versus Graves opening match night one. They could have. They wanted to get the announcer some stuff. Question for Hubbard. I asked Kyra to Derek. Do you think we'll get AEW versus WWE in 2024 due to the merger? I'll let you answer that.
I don't.
It's that simple. Yeah, they're not giving Tony Khan power. I think VKM wants to keep his power. Listen, we got something to give away here in the chat, and I don't know who's ready for this, but we're gonna talk here for a minute. You guys let us know, put some comments in if you guys needed to. Jocelyn said we need to talk about how good Athena's been lately. She has been. She's been on a great roll. I actually think they're going to do a blood and guts match with all the AEW women, Jocelyn. That's what I've been advocating for. The WWE folks versus the OGs. Let me see. Lesnar-Lashley MMA rules match. That might be dope if they could pull it off right.
Yeah, that's a good idea. A nice little twist to a match that we've already seen. I agree.
As long as it's work, though, because I don't want to see someone get dogged walking. Then they're gonna be like, yeah, we got to fire you, kid, from the territory. Can't have people really getting beat up out here.
Right.
Cody's 2K intro ain't have the Cody Vader whack. Oh, they must have just posted it. Y'all had a year, boo. People are mad about that. So let me see here. For the Codester. I'm looking. Sean, did you check your private message? Sent you a private message a while ago.
Will right now.
Sean's sleeping on me. He's sleeping on me.
I don't see anything, man. Oh, here it is. My apologies.
How y'all feel about Karrion getting thrown out in 5 minutes? Karrion's been a flop lately. He's missing something. I don't know what it is.
You know what? Okay. Or
let's see here. I wouldn't have got mad if Walter at one. They ain't doing that though, Terrell. I know. I felt the same way though, bro. Let's talk about Bray and that dumbass mask. Come on now. Hopefully they have that one. Let's see. Karrion Merrill, yo, I've been saying that for a minute. Karrion didn't do nothing in the Rumble. Yeah, he's got to get it. Listen, I'm gonna let Sean announce the winner. We just randomly picked someone to be the winner.
I announced the last one. You announced this one. We're a team.
Well, I need you to do a drum roll or something for me. I need something special. I'm in a special mood.
Ladies and gentlemen, Everything Pro Wrestling, Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, Clash of the Podcast is proud to present our second contest winner. We gave out one back around Christmas time. Amazon gift card. We're keeping the momentum going. So today, the winner is...
The winner to watch on Thursday, A Night at the Moxbury for Wrestling Revolver, Thursday, February 2nd, live on Fight TV, R. Crump in the chat. Send me your info, bro, and I will get you a code ASAP. I have directions for you on how you can watch it. You will get to watch the show for free on Fight, and I'll have all the directions for you. Message me, get at me.
Congratulations. If not, I'll send it to someone. 804. Congratulations, my guy. Enjoy.
Right. Jocelyn said it reminds. I'm surprised Brandy didn't enter the Rumble. They really were focused on trying to keep people like they want to build their current roster up. The problem was they didn't do it right either. Karrion might have to go back to NXT after he lost to Ray. Y'all messing up, man. Karrion got to cut his hair. He was more menacing bald. The baldness is beautiful on this show.
And you know what?
Karrion needs to go back to Impact or MLW.
And when he was bald, he still washed his hair.
Facts. D said we should have a night to restructure storylines. Yeah, hopefully that's tonight, man. Maybe they can get it on. R. Crump said, appreciate y'all, bro. No doubt, man. Send us a message. We'll do more contests and stuff. We always got something up our sleeve. So Make sure you guys send that in. Sean,
We know people that know people.
Sean, take us out of here, man. Tell people what you got coming up, and then we'll end this podcast, man. We've been talking. We're going to let people get their dinner on probably or get ready to watch Raw and relax for the evening.
Well, you guys have seen me rant on several occasions, but this tonight wasn't a rant. Tonight was more like a what? What? Tell me what you think. Tell me.
He's lying.
Tonight was not a rant. Tonight was me being excited and I was giving WWE credit. You don't rant when you're saying something good. It wasn't a rant.
For now. It's coming.
That wasn't a typical Hubbard rant. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for all the support. My latest video, I did a little 8-minute video. Check it out if you haven't on my YouTube channel, Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, where I was able to discuss my immediate response to the Sami Zayn situation. So make sure you check that out. And obviously meet me back here with my partner, with my brother Conrad, as we continue to bring this Clash of the Podcast thing to you guys. It's been really going well. Check out Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. Got a lot of cool stuff going on as we get ready for fight season. It is fight season. Some of the biggest fights in the world happen in the spring. We're getting ready for possibly Ryan Garcia versus Tank Gervonta Davis. So that's going to be a lot of good stuff going on. MMA stuff as well. And be on the lookout for my t-shirts that are coming out and hoodies that are coming out in the spring. I'm really excited about that. Conrad helped me with the design. I'm going to put him on blast and say thank you for that. And as always, man, you know what I'm saying? God is good all the time. Not going to preach to you guys, but, you know, I thank God for the time. I thank God for Conrad. I thank God for y'all. So keep moving. Keep doing your thing. And remember, evil never prevails. We'll check y'all next Monday, 6:05. Peace.